It's about trust, our future, our survival, our thrival hinges on trust. Trust in ourselves, trust in each other, trust in God and the gods, trust in the unseen energy that speaks to us whenever we listen in, trust in our intuition, our instinct, and the insights we receive, trust in our innate ability to discern, and through this, to know what is true, what is real, what is our full potential in this moment now. Without engaging trust, we are sunk. Trust is our lifeline, our tow rope, that which lifts us up from hell into heaven. I hold the line of strength that pulls me through the fear. Avoidance of trust has no option. There is none. The route out to safety, to stability, to community, to nirvana is trust. You got to get in to get out. To get out of hell, you've got to get in to your true self. You've got to get quiet. Quiet the illusions of ego, merging ego peacefully into its original house, soul. Without this holy integration, you cannot fit through the eye of the needle. You cannot pass through the sacred doorway, the doorway into unity. You cannot, in full awake consciousness, get home. Trust. Trust a little. And as you do, you will discover this integration is trustworthy and it is utterly desirable. Then you will trust more. Eventually, you will trust a lot. Resistance will subside. Willingness will reign. Trust will flow with normalcy, with ease, and the spell of hell will be broken. Love will reign. Peace will reign. Because you trust. You trust that which is benevolent and pure. Because you trust God again. This is the sacred healing, the root of all liberation, the return to our most joyous, creative, expansive selves. This is why we chose to come to Earth, to be present, front line, in this great awakening, the emergence, the sacred union of ego and of soul.